The moon hangs low in the night sky. Text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents. A girl wearing a pink coat lies on her back and makes snow angels. Title, Karen Kingsbury's Maggie's Christmas Miracle. Text, Lake Tahoe, 1997. A boy beside her also makes a snow angel. Text, Jill Wagner. They both sit up. He helps her to stand.
Don't step on them.
Text, Luke McFarlane.
Wow. They really do look like angels.
Told you.
Do you believe in angels?
Of course.
You make that sound like you've seen them before. Like for real.
You don't have to see something to believe in it. You don't see God, do you?
She shrugs, then blows hot breath on her hands.
You cool?
Yeah.
Text, costume designer Mary Wiseman. Music by Hamish Thompson. He follows her upstairs.
I think I lost my gloves again. Do you know where they are?
We can share.
Text, production designer Nick Richardson.
Put your other hand here.
Director of photography Christopher Kempinski. They smile at each other, holding hands. He puts their clasped hands in his warm pocket.
I guess I should go back to my room.
Yeah, me too.
She looks down.
Wait, one more thing.
Text, executive producers John Prince, Dawn Knight, Michael Shepard.
Nope, wasn't ready, okay.
In a photo booth.
Close your eyes, trust me.
Text, based on the book Maggie's Miracle by Karen Kingsbury. She shuts her eyes and he leans in to kiss her cheek as the camera flashes. She opens her eyes, brows raised. He wraps his arm around her back and they both smile.
I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
What time do you open your presents?
As early as possible. But let's get together right after that, okay?
Okay. Merry Christmas.
The best Christmas ever.
Best ever.
She smiles and nods, then walks outside with a red glove in her hands. She lingers, turns back with a smile, then continues.
Mom? Dad? I'm really sorry, but I lost my gloves again.
Her mother finishes reading a letter.
Mom?
Her mother sits on a wooden chair beside a Christmas tree in a fireplace.
Where's Dad?
Her mother begins to cry, holding the letter. She rubs her nose with a wince.
He left, honey. But he's coming back. Right?
Maggie's eyes wide open.
Because it's Christmas Eve and...
No.
Shakes her head.
No, Maggie, I'm so sorry.
Maggie shakes her head slightly, her mouth hanging open. In the morning, Maggie and her boyfriend leave the lodge. They descend snow-lined stair steps and approach as her mother opens the trunk of their car.
Here you go.
It's gonna be okay, Maggie.
Nothing's ever gonna be okay again. Not ever. Not even Christmas.
Let's get in the car, Maggie. It's time to go.
She opens the driver's side door.
Maggie, come on.
Don't stop believing, Maggie.
His brows raised.
Best Christmas ever. Believe in that.
With a frown, she glances at him with her pale blue eyes and nods slightly. An aerial shot of Westchester at Christmas time. The city has many skyscrapers, large buildings, and a park filled with bare trees. Text, Westchester, New York, 20 years later.
Hey, Lauren, this is Maggie. I got your message. You sounded a little upset, so I just wanted to call you. Excuse me, sorry. Sorry, I'm just leaving work right now. I'm gonna pick up Jordan after school, but I wanna talk to you. So call me. I hope you're okay.
All grown up, Maggie leaves a business meeting with a phone up to her ear as others exit the meeting behind her. Maggie walks around a gray car and approaches numerous children playing in the snow outside of a school.
How's my guy?
A boy with glasses faces her.
Hey, where's Miss Klein?
I don't know, but I'm starving.
Well, you're supposed to be chaperoned.
It's fine. The other kids do it.
I don't care what the other kids do. I have an agreement with the school.
Mom, I'm not a baby.
Oh, you think bad things only happen to babies?
Besides, it's fine. I'm like starving to death.
Jordan, you're not like starving, okay? You're hungry, or you could be starving if you want to be dramatic, but you're not like starving, okay? It doesn't make any sense. Come on.
They walk together.
Nope, this way.
Where are you going?
I don't want to have a war with Ms. Dealey.
Mom, don't do this.
Mom, I'm not going to do anything. Just a chat.
A teacher walks with a folder under her arm. She approaches Maggie.
Maggie, Mrs. Dealey, we had an agreement.
I can assure you, Miss Klein is very conscientious.
Who knows what could happen to him out there?
Our students are perfectly safe.
She nods.
But I'll have a word with her anyway.
I appreciate that. It's just, never be too careful.
I see that.
Well, thank you.
Before you go, I was going to call you about something. I wanted to ask you how Jordan is doing at home.
Furrows her brows.
What do you mean?
It's nothing terrible. He's just not living up to his potential. Thought you might consider a tutor.
Maggie raises her brows and scoffs.
A tutor? Why would he need a tutor?
He's falling behind a bit. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's a smart boy. He's just seems a little distracted. Many of our students benefit from more focused one-on-one.
He doesn't need one-on-one with a stranger.
She winces.
This is yesterday's math test.
Text, Mathematics Unit 5 test. Student name, Jordan. The word incomplete written across the test page.
Here's the name of someone we've had some good success with.
Text, Casey Cummins Tutor. 914-555-0167. Highly recommended.
You know, I just probably need to spend a little more time with him. That's all.
It was just a thought.
Brows raised.
And in the meantime, I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
Maggie softly smiles and nods.
So what do you want to do for Christmas break?
I don't know.
Well, I was thinking maybe I would take a few days off of work and maybe we could go to a museum or the library?
The library?
Yes, the library. You know, education does not stop just because of some holiday. All right, every single day of your life is another step at forging your place in this world. Don't be smart.
I can't help it. I'm so dizzy from the starvation.
Well, guess what? I have a surprise for you when we get home.
We're getting a real tree?
No, no, they're a fire hazard.
You always say that.
Well, it's because it's always true. Plus, they're dirty. Guess again.
She gets in the driver's seat and he gets in the passenger side seat. He looks over at her.
Dad's coming home, right?
She looks away.
No. Baby Dad's not coming home, you know that. But Grams is coming into town.
He frowns.
What's that face for?
She's staying until Christmas?
Yeah, staying the whole 2 weeks.
Oh, I bet the first thing she's gonna say when she sees me is, look how much you've grown.
So is what she's gonna say. Okay, buckle up.
He grabs his seatbelt.
Oh, look how much you've grown. My goodness, like a little weed.
She embraces him.
A little weed?
She hugs Maggie.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, hon.
Good to see you.
Oh, you too.
How's your trip in?
It wasn't exactly zippy.
Yeah, all that holiday craziness.
Well, it gave me lots of time to look at all the lights. I just love Christmas in the city.
Me too. With Christmas trees.
I heard that.
Oh, here you go.
Did you think that you were going to the Arctic Circle? We have heat.
Well, it doesn't hurt to be prepared. You know what? I brought you something. Now let me find it.
No.
She holds up a small ornament.
Here we are. A little San Diego Christmas for your tree.
Aw.
Thank you.
Look at that. Santa surfing. How cool.
Did you put up a tree?
Yeah. A fake one. Mom thinks the real ones are dirty.
Maggie, that is the silliest thing I've ever heard.
You know what? Hey, baby, will you find somewhere to put these, Mom? I'm sure we should get you settled in, right? But you're exhausted. Come on, what happened to this thing?
Not much.
He follows behind his grandma while holding a fuzzy blanket.
Okay, guys, thank you.
In a business meeting.
All right, so I need a couple days, maybe three. Is there anything you can go around?
Well, you've got a meeting with the Blackwell's attorney later today.
Yeah. I think I can reschedule that. That way, I can pick up Jordan at the lunch.
But you've got the partners meeting at 4.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And you're in court every day the rest of the week.
Are you kidding?
You have some open days after the 1st.
That's not gonna work.
Oh, and your friend Lauren has called twice.
She looks down and sighs.
Okay, all right. Just call Lauren back and set up a meeting for whenever.
Okay, and you wanted me to remind you about the tutor.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
Oh, and Maggie?
She smiles.
Breathe.
She smirks.
thanks.
She pushes Jordan's unfinished test across the desk and frowns, then grabs the page. The tutor's number is paperclipped to the test.
Yes, sir.
Christmas tree farm.
Right, which tree?
A man holds a tree in either hand as another man assesses them.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
A server in a diner smiles.
Something like this?
Fabric.
It's one of a kind. It's made from antique linens that are naturally colored with flowers. The yellow is from calendula, and the pink is from amaranth.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Take a look, and it's for a good cause. The women that make it, they run a cancer clinic up in Vermont. So, Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm trying to reach Casey Cummins.
Sorry, it's really noisy in here.
I was actually trying to reach Mr. Cummins, the tutor.
That is me.
And I tutor a number of kids at the Bradley School.
Yeah, that's where my son Jordan goes. He actually needs a little help with math.
Oh, okay, great. How old's Jordan?
Did you have credit cards?
Sorry, Maggie, was it?
Maggie Wright.
Do you mind
terribly if I call you back? It's just really hectic where I am.
Yeah, that's fine. In fact, you know what? Let me just call you back later.
Sure, yeah.
You can call me, or if you prefer, you can stop by and meet me in person.
I have a diner. It's a 221 Maple Lane.
Okay, well, then, Mr. Cummins, I will call you back later.
Okay.
Bye.
He hangs up.
I'm so sorry about that. Want to buy it? Mm-hmm. Great choice.
So how did he sound?
Distracted. Definitely didn't sound like a tutor.
And what exactly does a tutor sound like?
I don't know. I think he owns some sort of a diner.
Okay. He's got two jobs. He sounds enterprising.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. You know, if Jordan needs more attention, that's my job. You know, what do I know about this guy? I have his number and an address. That's it. I would send my kid off to some stranger.
How about this? While you're at work tomorrow, I'll stop by his place and check him out. Okay? Sweetheart, you can't keep Jordan hermetically sealed. You gotta trust something.
Why?
Honey, what's gotten into you?
Maggie frowns and lifts her hands.
I'm sorry. You know, it's just Christmas.
She sighs and tilts her head, then grabs the note.
That's okay. I'll call him again. All right.
She balls her hand into a fist and leans her chin against it. At night, heavy snow falls outside.
Dear God.
Jordan writes a letter as he sits in the living room.
How does snow happen?
He writes with the page atop a binder.
Can you read human words?
He continues to make a numbered list on the blank page.
Jordan?
He quickly puts the page in the binder and opens the red book.
Baby, where are you? Jordan!
He pretends to read the book as she enters.
Hey, little man. It's time to go to bed.
I don't think so.
Oh, I think you do think so.
What if time just shifted?
What do you mean?
Like, what if something just happened out there, and it's not the time they really think it is? Like daylight savings time.
Yeah, no, I'm not buying it. Sorry, kiddo.
He smiles.
I need you to get a good night's sleep because you and Grams are going to go on a little adventure tomorrow.
A fun one or a boring one? Because yesterday, she took me to the grocery store. Boring.
I can promise you it's not going to be boring. It's going to be fun. You're going to meet somebody new, and if you like him, then talk about it.
Talk about what?
About school and stuff.
She pats his head.
That doesn't sound like an adventure. In fact, that doesn't even sound like fun.
Do you know what being too smart for your own good is? Because that's what you are. So I'll meet you upstairs. I'll tuck you in, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
She stands up from the white tufted couch with gray accent pillows. He watches her leave. Then he opens the black binder and reaches for his letter to God. He pulls out his pencil and continues to make his list.
3. Can you make my mom like Christmas?
Heavy snow continues to fall outside of the large window behind the couch. Jordan sets down the binder and looks in the distance with a slight frown. In the morning, Casey passes a caroler.
Joy to the world.
Casey smiles and takes off one of his gloves. He reaches in his pocket and puts money in the donation bucket.
Hey guys. Merry Christmas.
He enters Casey's diner as a man sets up baked goods on the counter.
Hey, morning, Billy.
Morning, Casey.
What do you do, sleep here?
I would if I slept. I had to restock everything. It's been so busy. Hey, you want the usual?
Yeah.
Right.
Man, I love this time of year. Maybe we should keep the pop-up open all year round.
That would kind of defeat the concept of pop-up, don't you think? Besides, Christmas in July, I'm not so sure.
Hey, Christmas every day of the year, that's my kind of a world.
Yeah, that's a lot of work for us.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Here you go, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Billy hands a red mug to Casey, who sips from it and looks around the diner and store. He approaches the quilting fabric, then sets upright a small moose statue.
Morning, love. I carry your heart.
A quilt with text, "I carry your heart, I carry it in my heart." Billy watches as Casey admires the quilt and sips from his mug. Billy opens a glass cake stand with a berry pie inside. Maggie enters her office.
Maggie.
Hi, Tanner.
You got my message?
Yeah, I left you a message when you were in court. How did your settlement hearing go?
Please, no. You want to talk about the law? I want to talk about that perfume you're wearing.
You like it?
Like. A lot.
She smiles.
Well, you should, because you bought it for me.
I love a generous man. I should clone me.
Yeah, I think one of you is probably enough.
Hey, can I take you for dinner tonight?
Her mouth open.
Oh, you know what? My mom's in town. I can't.
Oh, I'll take her, too. How about the whole family? It's time I met Jordan, don't you think?
Yeah, how about I call you after lunch?
Okay. I'll be waiting.
She turns away from him with a slight smirk. Heavy snow falls on the city streets outside of the diner.
Good idea getting hot chocolate.
Yeah. Hey, Grams, when you were younger, did you have electricity or did you have to light candles?
We had to light candles. And sometimes it would scare the dinosaurs.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm just kidding you. Of course we had electricity.
He sips.
So what do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm going to be an inventor.
Okay, that's a good thing to be.
Like my dad.
Well, your dad isn't exactly an inventor. He represents inventors, like when they need a patent or they have to sue someone.
He doesn't invent things?
She shakes her head.
So do you think about your dad often?
He looks down.
I don't know. I kind of forgot what he looks like.
You know, let's continue on our adventure, shall we?
I think we shall.
She smiles.
All right, there you go. Thank
sure
you.
Look.
Wow. Merry Christmas, Karen. Christmas trees. Hey, wait for me.
She runs after him.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I got this big guy here. I got some more in the back. You guys are free to take a look if you like.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
At her desk, Maggie frowns as she studies Jordan's test. Instead of filling out the answers to the questions, he drew a picture of a smiling mom, dad, and son on the bottom of the page.
Excuse me, Maggie, your 11 o'clock is here?
Yeah, thank you.
Maggie stands from her desk.
Lauren! Oh, what's going on?
The two women embrace.
I need you to represent me. It's Charlie. He wants a divorce.
What? Oh, Lauren, come on.
I can't believe it.
Here, have a seat. So, are you sure?
She shakes her head.
It hasn't been great for a while.
I'm shocked.
Maggie sighs.
Has he hired a lawyer?
She shrugs.
Okay, well, I need you to find out. I mean, at least that'll let us know how serious he is. And if he has someone on retainer, then I want to know who it is.
She sighs.
I just can't believe this is happening at Christmas.
Yeah. I know how that feels.
Lauren raises her brows.
Does it get better?
Shakes her head.
No, you know what? I am not going to sit here and lie to you. Lauren, no, it doesn't get better. It doesn't get easier.
She squints her eyes.
Sometimes I think the most dangerous words you can hear a man say are, "I think I'm falling in love with you." You know, because then it's like we let our guard down and we let hope in, and then we see this perfect, happy little life all laid out in front of us, and
10 years later, you're sitting in an attorney's office asking for help.
Yeah.
Maggie nods.
Ugh. I'm sorry.
She reaches out to Lauren.
Thanks for your help, buddy.
No problem.
All right.
Jordan helps carry the tree.
Oh, you down this way, yes.
Casey and Maggie's mom in the diner.
It was nice of you to let him help out. Jordan's wild about Christmas trees.
They both smile.
We were more or less in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd stop in and get to know you a bit.
She examines a snow globe.
My daughter called you about 2 a.m.
Oh, Maggie.
Yes.
I remember, of course.
He follows behind her.
So you split your time between tutoring and all of this?
Oh, well, this is just a new thing we're trying this year. It's a sort of pop-up Christmas thing. It's just temporary.
That's a fun idea.
My wife and I started a school a number of years ago.
A school?
Yeah, up in Vermont. Some of our neighbors were quilters.
He smiles, arms crossed, as he wears a beige cable knit sweater. She admires the quilts.
Oh, this is magnificent.
She furrows her brows.
Is that a poem stitched into it?
Yeah. Here is the deepest secret nobody knows. Here is the root of the root, the bud of the bud, and the sky of a tree called life.
I carry your heart. I carry it in my heart.
E.E. Cummings.
I can't believe this hasn't sold.
Oh, no, this was a wedding gift.
He smiles. She nods and he turns away.
Anyway, we sold the school a number of years ago. I came down here to New York and started tutoring. I bought the diner as a way to make some extra cash, still stay flexible. One thing led to another and, well, here we are.
He looks down and sighs.
Would you excuse me for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
He steps away.
Hey.
She smiles and continues to look around.
Look at you go. Yeah, just throw that right there, Jordan.
Jordan sets the tree to the side.
Oh, special delivery. I wonder who here can help me unload some of these freshly cut Christmas trees.
His mouth open.
Can I? I mean, may I? I mean, please?
Better go ask the boss.
Okay.
Oh, don't slip.
Jordan runs into the diner.
Grams, there's like 100,000 million trees outside. Can I please help unload them? Please?
Well, I don't know. You're going to have to ask Casey.
Please?
Well, it's okay with me. It might take a while, though, so I'm happy to watch them if you want. Be a chance for us to get to know each other a bit better?
Exactly.
Well, maybe I'll go make some Christmas calls. I'll be right around the corner.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, make sure you listen to Casey, okay?
Jordan shakes Casey's hand. They perform a fancy handshake and bump fists.
Let's unload some trees.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right, big guy. Here's your first tree.
Put this in the pile with the furs.
Nice.
Oh, look at you.
Okay, this one's a bit bigger.
Hands it down.
All right, here it comes. You got it? Careful.
The tree falls out.
Oh.
Casey and Billy jump to action to pick up the tree which had fallen on Jordan. Jordan slowly sits up, eyes wide.
That was so cool. It was like I was getting swallowed by a tree. Can we do it again?
No!
Joey winces and frowns. Casey and Billy kneel, facing him.
Did you hurt your arm?
No. Maybe?
Casey licks his lip and pulls Jordan up to stand.
All right, and that's enough trees for today.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
His grandma watches from nearby with a slight smile. Jordan has a nice bag on his hand.
There's a fly in a car that's going 50 miles per hour. Is the fly also going 50?
That is an excellent question. And Galileo asked himself the exact same thing. Except, of course, they didn't have cars.
But when the car just stops, does the fly just run into the window like bam?
Exactly. Bam. That is the relativity principle.
But if they didn't have any cars, how did they get anywhere?
Well, they had horses and they walked. And some of them even rode camels.
Camels?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby, are you okay?
I told you, it's just a little bruise.
Did you know if there's a fly inside a car that's going 50 miles an hour?
What fly?
The one inside the car.
What car?
You must be Maggie.
He was in a car?
No, we were discussing Galileo and... Hi, I'm Casey.
Hi, are you sure you're okay?
He's fine.
He's fine, it's just a little bruise.
It was like I was being swallowed up by Christmas trees. It was so cool.
What were you doing?
He was a really big help. We were unloading trees. Weren't we, bud?
Exactly.
So, you must be Jordan.
Tanner enters.
Oh, yeah, I had to drive around the corner to find parking.
Casey smiles and grabs his things, then walks away.
Mom?
Oh,
Jordan, thanks. This is Mr. Ryan.
It's nice to finally meet you. Jordan, I've been looking forward to meeting you for a long time.
Maggie glances at her mom.
Nice place. Tanner Ryan. You are?
My friends call me Casey. Nice to meet you.
Right.
They shake hands.
She fell on your arm, huh? Mom was real worried.
Jordan looks down.
No, I'm good.
Well, I am famished. Can you recommend a good place for us for dinner?
There's a great Italian restaurant just down the way.
Who's hungry?
No. Come on, Minnie.
They gather their coats.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.
Jordan puts his hands through his red and black coat with a frown.
Those are pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Handmade by a local artist. That one's my favorite.
A family photo.
Whew. Jordan, baby, come on. I'll wait on you.
Okay.
It's freezing out there.
Yeah.
He sets down the etched drawing.
Bye.
Have a good dinner.
Bye.
Casey shuts the door with a smile as they leave. The simple glass etchings feature a mom, dad, and a child. Some have dogs, Christmas trees, and snowmen. In the snowy evening, a strand of red lights illuminates the exterior of Casey's diner as people walk past.
So much for fiduciary responsibility, right? So then I ask him, how do you say see you in court in Mandarin?
Maggie's mom chuckles at Tanner's joke. Tanner smirks. Jordan smiles slightly. Casey watches with a frown and they do not notice him. He raises his brows, sighs, and continues on. Outside of Maggie's home.
It's really nice of you to take us all out, Tanner.
Well, what can I say? My mother raised a gentleman.
Yes, she did. Thank you.
I thought it went pretty well. No meeting Jordan and all.
Yeah. I just feel like he was a little quiet tonight.
Kids get over that. Your mom's a hoot.
Maggie scoffs.
It was fun.
He nods.
Well, the whole night.
Very generous of you. Usual.
He wears a plaid scarf.
Maggie, early Christmas wish.
She tilts her head, eyes wide.
I want to spend as much time with you as possible.
She gazes in his eyes as he shakes his head.
Well, that's a good wish, right?
She looks down and nods with a smile.
Yeah.
She walks right past him and opens her large white front door, decorated with a silver wreath.
Good night, Tanner.
Night.
They smile at each other. He lingers for a moment, then steps outside. She shuts the door behind her. The wreath is decorated with silver ornaments, twigs, and red poinsettia flowers. She leans against the door.
I didn't know you were seeing someone.
No, it's just, it's not really public yet.
What, and I'm the public?
No.
Honey, you can talk to me.
That's not what I meant, Mom. I just mean, like, I don't know how I feel, you know? In fact, I don't even know how I'm supposed to feel anymore. It's been so long.
Well, Tanner seems like a lovely man.
Folding clothes.
He's handsome, confident, and he certainly understands your world.
No, I know. He's great. It's just, I don't know, it's more like we work in the same building. You know, maybe it's out of convenience.
Shrugs.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just gun shy.
Honey, you don't want to live the rest of your life alone. I mean, you get back in the saddle.
She raises brows.
You didn't, after Dad left.
Honey, that's different.
How?
Well, we're not talking about me. You, on the other hand, can find love again. You can be happy.
You know, Mom, to be completely honest with you, the last time I was really happy was when I was 13 years old. And I remember it like it was yesterday. It was when we were in Tahoe and I got my first kiss from that sweet boy.
She smiles.
Who gave me his glove. I was really happy. You know, I remember what that felt like in my heart and it was real.
Her mom smiles.
And I remember thinking to myself.
She raises her brows and shrugs.
Maybe this is what love is, you know? Maybe this is what it feels like.
She looks down.
You know I still remember his name.
Really?
Yes, I do. His name was Cade.
Cade?
Yeah. I don't know how or why I do, but I do.
They continue folding clothes.
And then Dad left. That Christmas Eve.
Maggie looks in the distance.
And Randall left 3 years ago. A week before Christmas.
She frowns as her mother folds socks.
And I spend every single day of my life dealing with sad people whose romantic vows have just blown up in their face.
Maggie.
And you know what? Listen, Mom, it's not just about me, okay? It's about Jordan, too. I can't let him go through that again. I'm fine, you know, I can deal with it, but I'm not going to put that on my boy. Not again.
Her mother glances over at her.
Just don't close yourself off, is all I'm asking. You're still young.
Maggie furrows her brows.
Were you always obsessive with the folding, rolling, whatever that is?
What? I have a system. It works, and which you're clearly not following.
I didn't know you were such a control freak.
I'm not a control... They don't wrinkle like this.
Okay. Her mom walks away.
I'm not a control...
Maggie sits at the kitchen table with a white mug as Jordan quietly watches her from the doorway. He shrugs and she takes a sip from her mug. The kitchen table is near a Christmas tree and a fireplace, both of which are softly glowing with warm light. Jordan continues writing his letter.
God, are all moms sad all the time? She pretends she's not, but I know she is. And what's the difference between being mad and being worried? God, for Christmas, can you make my mom happy?
He lies in bed as he writes. His knees are lifted and support the binder beneath the page as he writes. In the morning, dense snow clings to the shrubs outside of their two-story gray shingled house. She pours a breakfast coffee.
Did you make your bed?
He nods. Mm-hmm.
Good. Thank you.
You and Grams are going out today.
Yeah, we're going to the museum.
I know. Did you charge your phone?
He eats a bowl of cereal.
Mom, is Casey going to be my tutor?
What?
I heard you and Grams talking.
Gotcha.
She scares him.
Morning, sweetheart.
Morning.
Morning, Mom. Here's the coffee.
Thank you.
Grams, is Casey going to be my tutor?
Hey, eat your food.
Well, do you want him to be? He seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah, I liked him. A lot.
He likes him.
Yeah, but I don't know anything about him.
Well, he and his wife are educators. They ran a school in Vermont, and he comes highly recommended by Jordan's teacher. Obviously, he's responsible.
Oh, he's obviously responsible. 10 minutes alone with my son, and he's already injured.
You're being so dramatic. Jordan was just doing what kids do.
Yeah, please, Mom.
I mean, how often does a kid beg to have a tutor?
He looks at Maggie, brows raised.
You guys are ganging up on me.
She smirks at her son and leans forward.
All right, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
No yay. Okay, I said I'd think about it. I'm gonna leave you all these dishes, okay?
Maggie leaves the table and Jordan and his grandma discreetly high-five, then grin. Maggie looks back and shakes her head. In the morning, snow clings to city streets.
Ho, ho, ho!
Hey! Hey! Thanks for lugging that thing up here.
You're doing me a favor.
A small tree.
Nobody but you would want this pitiful thing. Look at this thing.
Pitiful?
Don't you listen to him. You are beautiful and unique.
He takes the lopsided tree.
Talking to trees now. That's not good.
They set it up in the living room.
You got this?
Yeah, I got it. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Casey.
Hi, Casey. This is Maggie again.
Is it a good time to talk now?
Oh,
yeah, this is a great time. Listen, I want to apologize again for alarming you the other night.
Oh, that's okay. He's doing better now.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Actually, I was just calling to see if we could find a time to meet up to talk about tutoring Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Of course. When's a good time to meet? 3:30 tomorrow?
Unfortunately, I can't meet during the day, though. I'm sorry.
Oh, why don't you come over for dinner? 7:30, I'll cook.
Billy's brows raised as he listens.
Yeah. Yeah, that works fine. Are you sure?
Yeah, of course. It's no big deal at all.
Okay. All right, I'll see you then.
I'll text you my address.
Okay, bye.
They both hang up.
So you invited her over for dinner?
Yeah, you know. She works all day and restaurants are so noisy, so I thought I'd cook.
Guess you make some of that fancy pasta yours, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
So in that case, can I come too?
No, you cannot.
That's what I thought. You got this?
I got it.
All right.
Thanks for your help.
Yeah, man.
At night outside of Casey's apartment. Inside, Casey sets a table with tea light candles and wine glasses filled with water. He opens the door.
Hi.
Hi.
Come on in.
Thank you.
Excuse the mess. I'd say it isn't always like this, but that would be a momentous lie. Make yourself at home. Just got something in the oven.
He checks oven.
Wow, it smells amazing in here.
She takes off her coat.
Oh, come on. You didn't have to go through all this trouble?
Ooh, no trouble at all. That's what I do. Here, sit.
Thanks.
She sits down.
Do you chop?
Her mouth open.
Well, I can chop my way through a takeout container. Does that help? What are you making?
Ah, pasta caponata. It's my mother-in-law's specialty.
Mm. He stirs.
How do you feel about spice?
She leans back.
What about that question makes me think it's a character test?
Here, have a taste.
He lifts up a spoonful of red sauce to her lips and she tastes it. Her brows raise and eyes widen with a smile.
Just a little more spice and you got it.
A little more spice.
It's really good.
She nods.
How do you think children learn?
Well, I think most kids are natural learners. They're too independent to be told what to do. I mean, sit down, stay still, learn your multiplication tables. It's boring.
Yeah.
They know it, we know it. The way I teach is more organic.
I like that. And by the way, whatever you're doing, it's working because Jordan is still talking about the fly inside the car.
The relativity principle. He's a good kid.
Yeah, he is.
She shrugs.
So I would love for you to start working with him if you could, maybe over the Christmas break.
Absolutely. But it is the busiest time of year for us, so as long as you are cool with him just hanging out with me there. I mean, making change is a great way for him to learn math skills.
Yeah, you're okay with that.
Great.
Casey smiles.
And what about your wife? Will she be working with him as well?
He sighs and looks down.
My wife, Amy, passed away 3 years ago. She had cancer.
Oh. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
He winces and sighs.
Life doesn't always follow a guidebook. But the heart heals, right? I mean, if it didn't, we'd never make it past the age of 13. Or whatever age it is that we first have our hearts broken. We move on.
She smiles and looks down with a nod as she chews. In the morning, Jordan and his grandma walk down the street.
So do you have your phone?
Yeah.
And it's all charged?
Mm-hmm. Casey's waiting for me.
Okay, go on, but Mom's picking you up at 3:00, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Jordan.
Yeah?
Be good.
Why do you always say that?
Because if I told you in the middle of all these people that I love you, you'd get all embarrassed.
Grams.
I know it. Hey, Billy.
Billy turns.
Hey, what's going on, man? You good?
You're in good hands.
They do a handshake.
Yeah. Ready to work?
Yeah.
That's my man.
His grandma leaves. At the diner, Jordan examines boxes of ornaments.
Okay, you ready to do some work?
Mm-hmm.
I need to do some inventory. So, I gotta figure out how many ornaments I've got. So in each box, you count out the number of ornaments, and then we multiply that number by the number of boxes for each unit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Casey smirks.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, Casey.
Mm-hmm?
Does God mean human words?
What's that?
Like human words.
Like prayer?
No, like if someone wrote him a letter, would he be able to understand it?
God would understand.
Jordan nods.
How many?
27.
You sure?
He looks at the boxes.
28.
There you go.
Oh, and letters then. Is it Mr. God or Dear God or...
You know what? I don't think God is that particular.
God must get a lot of letters.
Oh, yeah.
60 year plus 28, 44.
Very good.
Well, how do you know he reads all of them? How do you know he doesn't lose something?
You just know. That's what faith is.
Guess so.
Yeah.
Time for threes.
Time for threes.
1, 2.
Sorry about this. I wanted to have a real lunch, but my schedule got all squeezed together and I have to pick up Jordan at 3. Thank you, Martha.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I got him a tutor?
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, is this okay?
Well, fine. It's
all fine. I'm trying not to sweat the small stuff. That way I can save my energy for my life. It is falling apart.
Come on, your life's not gonna fall apart. You have me. By the way, did you find out if Charlie engaged a lawyer?
He has.
Yeah? Did you find out who?
I just got a name, that's all. Ryan. Tanner Ryan.
Furrows his brows.
He hired Tanner?
What does that mean?
Maggie looks away and scoffs with a scowl.
That means scorched earth.
Maggie approaches Tanner.
How could you do this?
Maggie, I work at a law firm. I take clients on.
Oh, come on, Tanner. You don't have to take every single client. And you knew his wife was my friend.
And you're going to represent her.
Oh, against you? Okay, and I know how you fight. You're going to have them hating each other, and you're just going to drag it out forever.
Think of the billable hours.
She scoffs and slams the door, then returns.
Billable hours? Tanner, these are people. They have kids.
I'm sorry. I was joking.
Not funny.
Come on. You're the toughest attorney I know. I don't know why you're being so sentimental here. Think of how many divorces you've handled. This isn't personal here. This is just business.
Tanner.
She frowns.
These are people.
She nods.
They're not billable hours.
She glares at him, turns and leaves his office. She walks down the hallway, rubbing her nose. Heavy snow falls outside of the diner. Inside, Maggie holds a snow globe.
Sometimes I wish I could live just right there, inside this little dome, where everything is safe and quiet.
She smirks at Casey.
Oh, thank you.
He holds a mug.
Oh, these are wonderful.
She admires more snow globes.
What does this one say? Merry Christmas from the North Pole. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good one.
She smiles.
Collecting these things for years.
Yeah?
You're right. There's something about how the whole universe is just frozen in a globe.
Hmm.
You know, the first thing I ever bought was a snow globe.
Really?
Still have it.
You do?
Yeah.
Is it? It's not one of these.
No, it's at home in a box. Too special. Hmm.
She nods, then looks over at Casey.
Hey, thank you.
For what?
Jordan. You know, in just a few days, you have made such a difference with that kid. He's talking about percentages.
He's a good kid.
Yeah, and he's asking me about Galileo. I don't know anything about Galileo. What is it, gravity?
No, not gravity. That's Newton.
See? See, that's why he needs you, not me.
Cool. I don't want to go back out there. We might go back out to do a couple more trees. That's cool.
Okay. What?
Billy shuts the door.
Would you be interested in joining me on the Christmas stroll?
Her brows raised.
Christmas stroll?
Yeah, it's an annual thing we do here on Main Street. All the shops shut down and people stroll.
She grins.
We hand out cocoa and cider. And Jordan asked me if I would ask you to come.
Mm.
What's that?
Yeah, that kid.
Shakes her head.
He knows how to get what he wants.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of fun. There's lights and Christmas music.
Yeah, we don't really make that big a deal at Christmas.
Because?
It's complicated.
He nods and frowns.
Okay. Well, it doesn't have to be a Christmas stroll. It can be exercise.
Exercise. And no caroling.
No caroling. Mm-mm.
Shakes his head.
All right, deal, men.
And I'll teach you about Galileo.
Yes, mm-hmm. I was hoping you'd say that.
Mm-hmm.
She smirks and sips hot chocolate. In the daytime, Jordan poses for a photo with Santa. Grandma takes the photo.
Okay, so he was the father of science.
Yep, he was also the father of observational astronomy.
Thank you.
And physics.
Galileo got around, huh?
Yep, he wrote about mathematics and engineering. He invented the thermoscope, and he wrote about your favorite topic, the relativity principle.
Ah, the fly inside the car. See? I was listening.
Yes, he discovered Jupiter's satellites and Saturn's rings. And he wrote about the heliocentric universe, which is the idea that the Earth rotates around the sun and not the other way around.
It's crazy. I never knew any of this.
And for our next lesson, I will teach you all about Isaac Newton.
Oh, and what, might I ask, dear sir, do I owe for all these private lessons?
Home-cooked meal.
She grins. His brows remain raised.
Oh, are you serious?
Well, how bad is your cooking?
It's bad.
Gosh, I don't want to get sick.
Stop it. It's not that bad.
He smirks and looks in the distance.
Hey, look.
She turns around and tilts her head with a smile as Jordan works on a craft.
Yeah. It's good. I like it.
He decorates a snowman face on a stick.
So the Christmas stroll wasn't that bad idea, huh?
He smirks. She glances over.
Yeah, not that bad of an idea.
He wears a jean jacket.
So, dinner, your place? Yes?
She raises her brows.
You're a brave man.
They smirk at each other.
Brave man, Mr. Cummins.
Their smirks turn to cheeky grins. She shuffles around the kitchen.
It's around here somewhere. I just, there. I don't really cook that much. Excuse me.
Yep.
I don't really cook at all.
She reaches in a cabinet.
Ah, there we go. Saucepan.
Okay, this is a saute pan. A saucepan is,
He squeezes past her.
Sorry.
All right. This is a saucepan.
They look exactly alike. What's the difference?
Wow, you are a disaster.
Because you don't know the difference.
I know the difference. Oh, and this foreign object, my friend, is called a knife.
You know what a knife is.
Okay, then you can mince this for me.
She lifts a knife.
Of course, yeah, I can do that.
Excuse me.
Yep.
He reaches past her for a cutting board full of fresh vegetables. He begins to quickly chop celery, then pauses and looks over at her as she struggles.
No, take your time. We can eat next week.
She tilts her head.
If you keep that up, you're not going to eat at all. You just stay right there. I got this. I know how to mince.
She smirks and struggles to slice the red bell pepper.
I don't know why I law school. This just seemed like a good idea at the time.
She sets the table.
You know, I wanted to believe that things made sense, you know, and that laws created some sort of order in life, and that if you could understand the laws, then you could understand human nature.
How's that working out for you?
Yeah, I know, right? Thanks. Anyway, after a while, there's no turning back, and voila, here I am, a lawyer.
He smiles.
Oh, perfect timing.
She rushes.
Jordan and my mom should be back any second. All right.
She opens the oven.
Oh.
He crosses his arms.
Oh, wow.
She opens her mouth wide.
Look at this.
A roast.
Look at what I made. Well, I mean, look what I watched you make, but I'm stealing the credit.
Steal away.
Kitchen, meet your first roast chicken. You're amazing.
He gazes into her eyes with a soft smile as her family enters.
Hey guys, we're home.
Hey, Peanut, how's the movie?
Who made that?
Your mom.
Oh, well, I mean, you helped a little bit.
Jordan squints and his grandma smiles.
Hey, come here.
Wow.
Jordan hugs Maggie.
Okay.
This looks amazing.
Shall we?
We shall.
Casey enters the diner in the morning as another guest leaves. A woman at the counter takes her gifts as Jordan works the register.
And 30 cents to change, and your receipt. That makes 30.
Thank you.
Hey, you working hard, big guy?
Yes, boss.
All right, great. I think I have the perfect gift idea for your mother-in-law.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's over here.
Casey walks to another part of the diner shop as the woman follows behind him with a smile. Jordan squints his eyes and watches as Casey shows the etched glass panel with the family to the woman. Casey points in the distance and then walks there with the woman as Jordan smirks at them. Jordan walks over to the etched glass panel of the mom, dad and son holding hands. He takes it in his hands with a slight frown as his mom enters the diner.
I'm sorry.
That counts too.
All right, I won't do anything else.
Hey, listen, Grams is out in the car. I'll meet you out there.
Yeah.
Oh, your jacket right there. Thank you.
See you next time, buddy.
See ya.
He leaves.
Hey.
Hey. So how'd it go?
He is doing great. Doing percentages in his head and really getting confident.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I just can't thank you enough.
She smiles.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, I'm gonna put myself out on a limb here a little bit, but I was wondering if maybe you would be interested in. I know this great place, and I thought that maybe you would like to.
Wanna date?
Yes, a date. I was going to get there eventually.
She smiles.
Are you free on Friday?
Friday night I have this office Christmas party thing. I would love to get out of it, but I can't.
Okay, Thursday night?
Her brows raise.
Thursday, I actually have a date. Yeah, it's with this guy who owns a diner, and his schedule's kind of been all over the place. But he did give my son a job, so I was just thinking that maybe...
Wow, you have a little mean streak in you, don't you?
Mean streak? I prefer to call it a playful streak.
Playful?
Yeah.
So, Thursday, 7 o'clock?
Perfect.
Great. I'll pick you up.
Okay.
Here, let me know.
He opens the door for her.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He shuts the door after she leaves, sighs deeply, and leans back against it. At night, colorful lights adorn decorative trees outside.
Amy loved Christmas. She especially loved putting up decorations. And every year she would go all out. But eventually, Amy got too sick. Cancer spread. So we decided to sell the school and move down here. And we were ready to fight, and she fought. Fought. But sometimes you lose the fight.
I'm so sorry.
They walk together.
In the beginning, it was day by day. Sometimes you can't breathe. And then eventually... Do you know that expression? Life's a river, and it carries you into your future whether you want to go or not.
She gazes into his eyes.
One day you look up and you realize years have passed and you are way, way down the river. And you see that the sun is shining, and you go on.
She nods, brows raised.
You go on.
He nods, lips tight, with brows raised.
So that's my story, and here I am.
Well, thank you for trusting me enough to share it with me. And also, thank you for taking me to this place because it's beautiful.
Yeah. The owners do something different every year. They never fail to impress.
I love these blue lights. And this.
She sits on a blanket-topped stump beside the fire.
Look at this fire.
He sits on a stump beside her as she gazes up at the flickering light. She shuts her eyes.
Can I just stay here?
A soft smile spreads across her cheeks and she gazes over at him.
Listen, you hear that?
Hear what?
The crackle. You can tell the age and kind of wood by how it crackles.
She furrows her brows.
What?
Really, listen.
They look at the fire and remain still.
I heard it.
Her eyes and mouth open wide.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Put this thing on mute.
She checks her phone and her smile fades.
I have to take this.
Yeah, of course.
She walks away, phone in one hand and mug in the other. She answers.
Tanner?
I dropped him. Your friend's husband.
Lauren?
I told Charlie I needed to find another attorney.
She sighs.
Thank you, Tanner. Thank you.
Yeah, in fact, I told him he should consider taking a breather. Not rush into things. Give his marriage another chance.
I don't know what to say. I mean, what in the world made you...
You did. Maggie, you and me.
She looks down.
It's all that matters to me.
Tanner, I've got to call you back, okay? All right.
She hangs up the call, brows furrowed.
I picked myself up from divorce, and right when I think I've got my bearings and I think my life is going to be okay, another curveball is thrown at me, and then I'm right back where I started. Maggie, are you listening to any of this?
She sets down her pen.
Yeah, of course I'm listening.
She laces her fingers.
So what should I do? Charlie says he wants to come back. He wants to try to give the marriage another chance. Can I believe him? Should I take him back? I know what it is. I don't know if I trust my own judgment.
She sighs.
I don't know. Well, that's helpful. Look, all I'm saying is that we could sit and write all these facts down here on this legal pad, but what is that going to tell us? Okay, it's going to tell us that life is one big giant roller coaster. And then the most important decisions that we make are not even based on facts. We're guided by the spaces in between the facts, you know? Instinct and faith. My best legal advice to you, not even legal at all.
She shakes her head.
What does your heart tell you to do?
Points at her.
And better yet, do you have the fortitude to take your chances on the roller coaster?
Maggie lingers in the doorway to Tanner's office as he inspects files in a folder.
Hey, you.
She smiles and enters.
Hey. I want to say thank you.
He looks down, leaning against his desk.
I think I underestimated your...
humanity?
Well, yeah.
They both chuckle.
Ouch.
Well, the good news is they're giving their marriage another shot.
I'm happy for them. That's bad for business.
You.
Besides, you know I'd move a mountain for you. Just ask.
I really do appreciate what you did. Well, I have to get back to a very important conference call.
I'll pick you up at 5 tonight.
You know, since the party's here at the office, why don't I just meet you here?
Well, you're my date. And there's a surprise coming. Tonight's a big night.
What surprise?
You'll see. I'll pick you up at 5.
Okay.
He grins widely. She smirks and leaves his office.
Oh!
Billy enters the diner.
Hey, Billy. What a morning, huh?
Hey, thank you. Ooh, man, give me another 60 degrees, some balmy island air, and then we'll talk about good morning.
I'll give you a little piece of advice. There's no such thing as cold weather, just inadequate clothing.
I'll keep that in mind. So, how was last night?
They set up.
Big date.
I'm not going to tell you about my private life.
You don't have to. It's written all over your face.
He grins widely.
A little honest observation. I've never seen you like this.
Well.
He turns chairs upright.
There is something about her.
Yeah, I see the way you guys look at each other. So, you think you ready?
Ready for what?
Come on, man, you know what I mean. This.
Well, it's been 3 years, and I'll never be over Amy, but I think I'm doing okay.
You know, I can't tell you how to do this, but for your sake, before you grab onto the future, you need to let go of the past.
Casey frowns.
Yeah.
He looks over at the quilt with the mysterious poem.
Yeah.
Billy sips from a green mug and watches Casey in the distance. Guests mingle at the business Christmas party.
I just want to extend it.
Maggie wears an emerald green dress.
Excuse me while I steal this beautiful woman.
Tanner takes her by the hand and leads her through the crowd.
Excuse me, guys.
They stand facing each other.
Yeah, what's going on?
In a minute, my boss over there is going to tell the same lame lawyer joke he tells every year. But then... he's going to announce that they want to make me partner in this firm.
What? Tanner, congratulations. That's incredible. It's just...
Sure, it's a big deal and I've worked hard for it, but...
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. On behalf of the other partners, I'd just like to thank you so much for coming out, because I know you'd rather be with your families, but... Okay, joke time.
I guess I'm a minute off.
She gazes at him with a soft smile.
Be with me, Maggie. I'm about to become partner in this firm, but all I want to be is your partner. What's the point of success if you don't have anyone to share it with?
Her eyes wide.
And you and me, we belong together.
We both know it, so let's make it official.
Her lips part in a frown and she sighs.
This is all coming at me really fast.
Well, life happens fast, but when you know it's right, you grab it. Here.
He hands her a letter. She opens it. Two tickets inside.
Two tickets to Italy. First class. We leave next week. Just you and me.
We'll ring in the new year together. The beginning of our beginning.
Tanner Ryan, where are you? Come on up here, Tanner. Come on, Tanner, come on.
He walks away from her.
Come up here. Tanner Ryan, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
She looks down at the tickets, brows furrowed.
Thanks so much. Thanks, boss. Good high five.
Martha, can you just make sure that Tanner gets this back?
Please welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
In front of the crowd, Tanner grins widely. He looks at Maggie, who walks away. Tanner's smile fades and he winces as he waves to people in the crowd.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
Casey lingers to listen to the caroler as he has the quilt bundled up under his arm. He approaches a red table with a sign, "Donate Christmas gifts here."
Merry
Christmas. He sets down a large paper bag filled with items, then examines the poem quilt.
I carry your heart. I carry it in my heart. Merry Christmas, Amy.
He pats the quilt.
I know you'd want this.
He sets the quilt in the donation box with a sigh. He looks down at the quilt and retrieves his phone from his pocket as he walks away. He fights back tears and smiles softly as he makes the call. Maggie answers his phone call as she walks down the snowy sidewalk.
Hello?
Hi. So, do you know the song, The 12 Days of Christmas?
Yeah, of course. Why?
Well, did you know that if you add up all the presents from all the verses, you get 364, which is all the days of the year minus Christmas?
Is the teacher trying to give me another tutorial?
No, I'm trying to tell you I would really like to see you tomorrow.
She smiles, holding the phone in her gray gloved hand.
I like that.
People pass behind her in the distance. At home, Jordan continues to write his letter to God as he sits in bed. Maggie enters.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah?
Got a surprise for you.
She puts away laundry.
We're going out tonight.
She looks at him, hand on her hip. He continues to write.
And I thought you might like to know that your buddy Casey is going with us.
He looks up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She nods.
Yeah. Here, put your shoes on. I'll meet you downstairs, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
He sits up and puts on his gray and black canvas shoes. Outside, Maggie and Casey stand together.
Jordan, stay close, okay?
It's okay. We can keep an eye on him. Look who he's talking to.
How did I miss that?
He's had his eye on her for the last 10 minutes.
She hurts his feelings.
Well, you can't get anything you want unless you take a chance.
Maggie gazes at Casey.
Take a chance.
He takes her gloved hands with a smile, and they begin to slow dance under the strands of Edison lights that illuminate the path between the Christmas trees. They lean in and share a delicate, slow kiss. They part lips and gaze in each other's eyes. He flits his brows slightly.
2 days till Christmas. Maggie, I think I'm falling in love with you.
She furrows her brows and releases her hands from his shoulders. She looks around and sighs.
I can't do this.
Whoa, what is it? Maggie.
You can tell.
It's just Christmas.
Maggie, what does that mean? I need more than that.
He furrows his brows. She looks over at Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan and his crush make snowflake ornaments together as they smile.
Okay.
Maggie fights back tears as she faces Casey. She sighs deeply.
When I was 13 years old, I went to Lake Tahoe with my family. And, it was Christmas. And it was beautiful.
She furrows her brows.
I remember it was happiest time.
She looks away with a wince, eyes glassy.
I remember the snow.
She grimaces.
And then out of the blue, my father leaves us.
She looks down and cries.
Just like that, he just left.
Tears stream down.
And it broke my mother.
Casey frowns.
Maggie, that was a long time ago.
It happened again with Jordan's dad. At Christmas.
She holds out her fist to him and cries.
He just left us.
She looks down and rubs her nose.
And every year, I'm reminded of how dangerous it is for me to let open.
He winces and draws near to her.
Maggie, you can't hold on to the past.
You see that little boy right there? He's my world. And I won't let anything hurt him ever again.
He raises his brows.
Maggie, miracles happen at Christmas.
She shakes her head.
Not to me, they don't.
She turns and walks away, sniffling.
Hey, Jordan, baby, come on.
Jordan grabs his things, waves at the girl and leaves. She waves back.
Come on.
Maggie drags him away as she gathers herself. Casey lingers behind and watches them leave with his brows furrowed and his lips parted. At night, lights illuminate the trim and windows of Maggie's house.
Dear God, it's almost Christmas. Please, make my mom happy again. Can't you see that Casey makes her happy?
He continues to write.
What makes a dad? Can anybody be a dad, even if they don't have kids?
He frowns.
Please, God, can you hear me?
His tearful eyes blink from behind his blue and black framed glasses. He folds over the letter and creases it in the middle. In the morning, Billy sets up the diner for another day of business. Casey enters.
Hey, sleepyhead.
Oh, hey, Billy.
You want the usual?
Oh, no, I'm okay.
He folds up his coat under his arm with a sigh, then examines the shelves of snow globes with brows furrowed. He reaches for a snow globe with polar bears inside, then shakes it to stir up the white snow. Billy watches and furrows his brows at Casey's strange behavior.
Hey, Earth to Casey.
Casey looks up, mouth open, and sets down the snow globe.
Hey, Billy, can I ask you a big favor? I got a thing. Can you look after Dinah for a bit?
Yeah. Oh, well, hey.
Oh. Right. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later.
Casey grabs his coat, opens the front door and runs out, shutting the door behind him as he leaves. Billy furrows his brows, his mouth hanging open slightly. At home, Casey takes a large cardboard box out from a top shelf. He walks with the box and sets it down on the kitchen counter, then opens it. Inside, he grabs a baseball mitt with a ball inside, a small black and silver trophy, and a bubble-wrapped object. He removes the bubble wrap to reveal a snow globe with a plaque. Text, Merry Christmas from the Lake Tahoe Lodge. He wraps it back up and sets it down in the box. He grabs a few papers and items to the side of the box and examines one. He lifts his head as he continues to examine it. Outside, Jordan and his grandma walk down the shoveled sidewalk.
Does Casey know you made him a scarf?
No, silly. It's a Christmas present.
We're gonna go on another adventure with him, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
But I'm still gonna work with him, right?
Honey, you're going back to school soon. We're just dropping off some presents.
I don't want to go to school.
Oh, come on. Let's go see Casey, huh?
Casey makes notes at the counter as Jordan enters.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, thank you. What is it?
And Graham's made you a scarf.
Oh, Jordan.
She hands him a gift.
So much for the surprise.
Ooh. Thank you.
Jordan, my main man.
Maggie hasn't told me what happened between the two of you yesterday, and it's really none of my business.
That's okay.
He looks down.
If you would just let her know that I'm thinking of her.
I know you are.
I have some things for you guys as well.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
He lifts a white gift bag.
Hey, buddy.
Jordan walks away from Billy towards Casey.
These are for you and your family.
Oh.
But... I'm not going to tell you what they are, so you're going to have to wait until Christmas to open them.
Come on. You are a kind man, Casey. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Terry.
They embrace.
Jordan, honey, we got to get going because I'm double parked outside.
Okay. Hey, Casey.
Yeah?
Is FedEx like a person or a machine or what?
FedEx?
Yeah, because this has to be somewhere.
Okay, well... no address on it. Who's it for?
God.
Casey furrows his brows.
Do you think God cares if things are misspelled?
No. I don't think God cares.
Jordan looks down.
Okay, I have to go.
Bye.
Come on, honey.
They leave.
Bye-bye.
Casey waves at Maggie's family as they leave the diner. He looks down and taps the small envelope against his thumb. At home, Jordan shakes a gift bag.
Maggie, this looks ridiculous without a real tree.
Mom, do you know how many houses burn down because of Christmas trees every year?
It's only when people are too lazy to take them down. I mean, this just looks silly.
Graham said we get to open a present because it's Christmas Eve. Do we? Please?
Yes. You can open one.
With a smile, Jordan grabs a box.
How about Casey's?
After dinner, please.
He raises his brows with a sigh and sets down the sparkly red box. Maggie sets the table with styrofoam takeout boxes. Casey's box lingers beside the tree. Heavy snow falls outside of the diner. Inside, Casey admires a snow globe.
Whatever's been around that head of yours, maybe this'll cheer it up.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, brother.
So?
We did really good this season. Sold all the cocoa. All the trees are gone except for the ugly one, but you took that one, though.
Hey, that tree's not ugly.
Man, you know what I hate? Day after New Year's, and all the trees are piled up on the sidewalk, and I'm like, hey, those are my kids.
Casey chuckles.
You coming tonight, right? You and your long face are invited.
Oh, I don't...
May's made enough food to feed an army.
She's making that spicy pork.
Oh. Yeah, it's tradition.
Okay, I'll be there.
Oh, that's my man.
But first, I gotta do something.
Billy shakes head.
All right, you don't get there by 8:30. I'm gonna eat all that spicy pork myself.
Okay.
Billy smacks Casey's shoulder as he walks away from the counter.
Okay, kiddo, dig into it.
Maggie's family sits by the fireplace. Jordan opens a box.
What is it?
He retrieves the etched glass panel of the family.
Casey, no, I like this.
Oh, Jordan, that's nice. Yeah, that's sweet. Let's see what's in this. Oh. These are so cute. Oh, he even knows my size.
He knows your style. You gotta try them on.
Honey, open yours.
Okay, which one is it? Let's see. Is it this one, baby? This one? Okay, all right.
She grabs the box.
Heavy. Okay.
She takes the lid off with a sigh, then reaches into the black box to retrieve a massive snow globe. It is the snow globe from the Lake Tahoe Lodge.
where we stayed.
Miss Tahoe.
Well, how did he know?
I mentioned it to him. He collects these. It's so sweet.
The snow globe has a lodging Christmas trees inside.
Well.
Jordan hugs the glass.
Well, that was very nice of
What's wrong, baby?
I want Casey to be here.
Hey, hold on.
Jordan. Maggie, just give him some space.
Maggie looks over her shoulder as Jordan runs away. She sighs and covers her face, shaking her head. At night, Casey walks down a busy sidewalk with a frown. He passes several people, then turns to his right. Inside her home, Maggie examines the old snow globe. She inverts it and shakes it. Sparkly snow swirls around the white lodge with red trim. In a flashback, she tries to catch snow with a boy. She shakes the snow globe once again and remembers making a snow angel beside him. They smile at each other as they lie in the freshly fallen white snow. Maggie furrows her brows, her lids heavy with memories. She stirs as her mother knocks on the door.
Honey?
Hey.
An envelope was just left for you.
She looks down at the snow globe, then sets it on the nightstand beside the bed.
I heard the doorbell, and it was just left at the front door.
Maggie shakes her head, then opens the letter and reads it.
Casey left it. It's a letter. Jordan wrote it.
Dear God, how does snow happen? Can you read human words? Are trees really dirty? Are all moms sad all the time? And what's the difference between being mad and being worried? What makes a dad? Can anybody be a dad? Even if they don't have kids? It's almost Christmas. Please, make my mom happy again. Can't you see that Casey makes her happy?
When did he leave this?
Just now. Just when I woke you up.
I'll be back.
Maggie?
She grabs her keys and shuffles out the door. She quickly walks down the shoveled sidewalks, her long light brown hair bouncing with every step. She opens Casey's apartment door and makes her way up steps. The stair rails are lined with garland and strands of lights.
Maggie.
She begins to cry.
He was trying to tell me to be brave.
Casey smiles tenderly and lets her inside. She rereads the letter to God.
How did I get this so wrong? You know, I've been trying to protect him, but all this time...
He was trying to protect you.
Yeah.
She folds the letter.
I have something else for you.
Stop with the gifts.
She grins and accepts the small red package. She begins to unfold it.
What?
The wrapping, it's really cute. I like it.
Her smile fades as she looks at the small item inside. She glares at him, brows furrowed. Text, Maggie loves Kate forever. Pictures of them at the photo booth.
Nope, wasn't ready. Okay.
Close your eyes. Trust me.
Okay.
With her eyes shut, he leans in and kisses her cheek.
You're Kate?
He nods, brows raised.
Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't know.
He shakes his head.
Not until yesterday.
She looks into his pale blue eyes and caresses his cheeks.
Oh my gosh.
Her mouth opens.
I don't believe it.
She smiles softly.
I don't believe it.
She leans in and passionately kisses him, then draws back.
But what about your name? Did you change it?
No. No, I'm still Cade Cummins. They started calling me Casey in high school and it just sort of stuck.
She smiles.
Do you know how many years this little boy longed to be with this little girl?
She nods.
Yeah, I do.
She touches his chest.
But never in a million years did I think that we would ever find each other again.
She furrows her brows. He raises his.
Do you remember the snow angels?
I remember everything.
He sighs, gazing into her pale blue eyes.
So you believe in Christmas miracles?
Yes. You got me. Yes, I do. I've been so wrong about that.
He smiles.
Yeah. You know what? Christmas is exactly when miracles happen.
He nods and looks down at her lips, leaning in for a kiss.
Wait.
What?
I feel so bad about Jordan. No, I've just tried to protect that kid all of my life, and I've been so afraid that life was gonna disappoint him.
She gazes in his eyes.
I disappointed him. And I don't want to do that this Christmas.
Casey nods with a frown, then squints his eyes.
What are you thinking?
She smiles.
Can you call Billy?
Billy?
Yeah. I want to get him a treat.
Okay.
He leans in and she accepts his kiss.
Okay.
They press noses together and continue to kiss. At home in the early morning, Maggie lets Casey and Billy inside.
She's still asleep. Can't believe you found one.
Yeah, it might be the last tree in the whole city, and it's a beauty.
And we cleared out every box of decorations from the diner.
Can you two handle this? I gotta get back to my own kids before they wake up.
Sure. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Billy.
You got it. Merry Christmas, you two.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Billy heads out as Casey sets up the evergreen tree.
Best Christmas ever.
Casey looks over at her with a coy smile. She gives a toothy grin, hands on her hips. Two snow globes sit on the table beside the glass-etched family panel that Jordan received as a gift. Jordan wakes up with a smile and grabs his glasses from the table, then leaves his bedroom.
Okay, I think we're almost ready. Got the lights?
Yeah.
The tree is fully decorated.
Ready?
Yeah.
Jordan makes his way downstairs and rounds the corner.
One, two, three.
The star atop the tree glows.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Except for this.
Hey, hey.
She touches his neck and kisses him tenderly as Jordan enters.
Ah, we have a tree! Christmas tree!
Merry Christmas.
And Casey?
Yeah, it looks like God answered your letter.
Jordan smiles.
Oh my. Isn't this a sight to behold?
Merry Christmas, Mom.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Terry.
Oh. Look at the tree.
I know, I see it. How did it get here? It must be a miracle.
Wait till you hear the rest of it.
Oh, I need a photo of this. Jordan,
yeah,
come on.
In the middle.
Okay,
hold on.
Everybody ready?
Here we go.
Merry Christmas.
Takes photo.
Yes.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Make it bigger.
Big one.
Merry Christmas.
Casey and Maggie with arms spread wide as Jordan stands in front.